Okay, Yecheskel Lamed Zayin, Tefter Parshas Vayigash. Okay, the Haftarah is a simple Haftarah, and as I said, it's a little complicated. The simplistic idea of Achdus is true, but it means much more here, as I told you. Let's learn what it says, and then we'll try to give it a little more meaning. Beginning again, Vahidvar Hashem Elai Leimor Va'ato Ven Adam Kach Lecha Eitz Echad Uksay V'Lav LeYehuda V'Levnei Yisrael Chaveirav. On one piece of wood, write, this is for Yehuda and those members of the other Shvatim who are aligned with Yehuda. V'Kach Eitz Echad Uksay V'Lav LeYosef Eitz Ephraim V'Chol Beis Yisrael Chaveirav. And write for them, this is for Yosef and Ephraim, and those who join them, v'karav oisam echad el achad, l'chol eitz echad, v'yu l'achadim biyadecha. And join the two, and miraculously the two sticks will join as one stick. So this is the show, sort of, that Yecheskel is going to make for the people. And when you do this, people are going to ask you, what are you doing? The people are going to say to Yecheskel, you don't usually play with sticks. What does this mean? Daber alayhem kai amar Hashem alakim. Speak to them and say, so says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, hine ani lekech etz Yosef asher biyad Ephraim, pshuti Yisrael chavei rav. I will take the stick, the staff of Yosef, which is entrusted to Ephraim and those aligned, those Shiftei Yisrael aligned with Ephraim. Nasati Yosam Olav Esetz Yehuda. And I will place onto them the wood of Yehuda, Vasisim Leitz Echad Voya Echad Biyadi. Vayu Eitzem Shetirti Velayim Biyadcha Leinehem. Vidabra Aleim Koyamar Hashem Elokim. You first tell them what you're doing, and then say, so says Hashem, and Yeni Lekech, Esmen Yisrami Bein Agoyim. This is a nevuah about the Geula. Hashem says, I will take the Jews from among the nations, Ahashahol Chusham, V'kibatzdi oisam misaviv, ve'evesi oisam elad nosam. And I will gather them from around and bring them to their land, V'siisi oisam l'goy echad ba'aretz b'hara Yisrael. I will make them one nation in the land, in the mountains of Eretz Yisrael, u'melech echad yilu kulam l'melech. And all 12 Shvatim will once again have one king. V'lo yiyu oid l'shnei goyim, and they will no longer be as two nations. V'lo yechatzu oid l'shnei mamlochis oid. And they will no longer be divided among two. Now, bearing in mind that Yecheskel was speaking 150 years after the 10 Shvatim went to Galus, it doesn't seem like an extraordinary statement that there won't be two Malchus. Matter of fact, it's extraordinary enough that there'll be one. And the Nevuah that there won't be two and there'll be one doesn't seem all that powerful. Because when both Shvatim are gone, there's nobody in Eretz Yisrael, so nobody's really thinking there'll be two. We're just hoping there'll be at least one. And therefore, it needs some sort of an explanation. Also, the words that we're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael and have one king is already found in Chumash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'kibasti Yosam, I'll gather them. And there's got to be a stronger meaning here. So I'd like to share with you Mechliyot is in a few places in his Sefer. It's a theme that he writes about, I guess primarily in Chelek Beis, pages 218 and on. He talks about this Nevuah as a combining of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Now first, I want to explain what each one means. We grow up with the idea based on the Gemara in Sukkah, that in the times of Mashiach times, there'll be first the Mashiach ben Yosef, who will lead us in battle, and that he'll die in battle. As a matter of fact, the Gemara talks about the Hesped. They're going to say on him, and then a Malchus based David will come and will reign. So it sounds like a two-part game plan. Now, in fact, the theme of Yosef and Yehuda, the ideas of Rachel and Leah, are the following ideas. Rachel is seen as Rachel and Yosef is seen as the one who cleans up the mess, so to speak, in simple terms. You know, somebody cleans up the mess and someone sets up the wedding hall. So first you have a group to come up and clean up everything from yesterday, and then you have a group that comes in and decorates and makes the wedding hall nice for the wedding. So that marshal, that's Yosef and David, or Rachel and Leah. And the idea of Tikkun Chatzais, which is essentially a tefillah for Mashiach, we say, well, those who say first Tikkun Rachel and then Tikkun Leah. Rachel is to clean up the Shibud, to get rid of the Shibud of the Gayim. And that's the picture of Mashiach and Yosef destroying the umais, freeing us from the yoke of the umais. And then Mashiach ben David is the one that raises Klal Yisrael up. They're called the Malchus des Kasya and the Malchus des Galia. The Rachel is the one who, like I said, cleans up the mess that makes everything that's openly wrong makes it right. What's openly wrong is that Klal Yisrael and Galus are not in Eretz Yisrael. We don't control our own destiny. All these things, that's Malchus of Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef. And then comes along Leah, and that's once you're in Eretz Yisrael, everything is good. So comes along David HaMelech and raises this kasya, the hidden problems, or the parts you don't see openly in the physical world. That's Leah. Now this is not just take it, accept it. It's something which, if you look carefully at all the references, you'll see the idea. For example, we had an Evadia that Yosef is like fire and Esav is like straw. And Yosef comes and destroys Esav. Yosef is the nemesis of Esav. So that idea is this idea. The job of Yosef is to destroy Esav. That's the idea of Malchus of Mashiach ben Yosef. Now, we find when Yaakov meets Yosef, Rachel the first time, it says that he weeps. He kisses her and he weeps. So why is he crying? So Rashi says he saw in Nevuah that they would not be buried together. A very strange thing for that moment in time. You're dating someone, you want to marry someone, and you start crying about the fact you're not going to be buried together. It's, to put it mildly, a very, very strange thing to cry about. You know, you want to marry her and get 12 shvatim out of her.
Kill the shidduch right away.
What?
Kill the shidduch right away.
Kill the shidduch right away, yeah. On the dating, you ask, well, where are we going to be buried? It just sounds very, very strange. And also, it's nice to be buried together. I guess, I don't know, it's romantic to be buried together, but it's like a nice thing. But why cry over not being buried together? Why is it such an important thing not to be buried together? What the Michtri Leo says is the following. He says, really, it's a beautiful Nakuda. He says that had love not mixed in, Yaakov would have married Rachel. Rachel would have died when they entered Eretz Yisrael, and then he would have married Leah. That would have been the normal Seder Hadvarim. In other words, first, we always say, Yisimcha Elokim ki Rachel v'Leah. Why Rachel before Leah? Leah is older than Rachel, and Leah married first. Because, like I said, Rachel is to get us out of the Shivit Galiyos. And Leah is to raise Klal Yisrael. So ideally, he would have married Rachel, and they would have made it back to Eretz Yisrael, been freed from the yoke of Lavan. Rachel is the one who steals the trophim of Lavan. And then come back to Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, Leah would have, sort of the tikkun of Leah would have been to settle in Eretz Yisrael. It didn't happen that way. And Rachel had to be buried on the side of the road. Why did she have to be buried at the side of the road? Because Klal Yisrael is going to go to a galus. It's not going to happen the way Yaakov would have dreamt. That there'll be, in his lifetime, he'll marry Rachel and have whatever tikkun Rachel has to have Klal Yisrael, and then he'll move up to Leah. There'll be the wonderful joining of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, the raising of Klal Yisrael. It's not going to happen that way. There's going to be a long history to Klal Yisrael. The weeping on the burying of Rachel has to do with the fact that Rachel will be buried someplace, so that there'll come a time where Rachel mevak al baneha, where she's going to have to weep for her children. So that we have this notion that Rachel is the one who cries for Klal Yisrael and Galus, and Leah is the one that lifts them up. Reb Tzadik, in one of his famous pieces, Tzikas HaTzadik, makes a very powerful statement. Kedarka, he says things that we know are true, but he says in a very strong way. He says, it's very nice to say the Mama Rachel all the time, but Lamaisa, we all come from Leah. He says, with all the hype about Rachel, Rachel should forgive me from upstairs, I'm just quoting Reb Tzadik. He says, Lamaisa, Leah won. We all come from Leah. Who comes from Rachel? Comes from Rachel is Yosef and Binyamin. Yosef Knappa comes from Rachel because Yosef really was originally Leah's child. And Binyamin, we all know from, at least also learned Navi, that Binyamin barely survived. They were killed, almost the whole Shevet was killed out. It was a very small Shevet and it remained small. And by the time a few generations go by, there's no pure bred descendant of Rachel. We all come from Leah. Says Reb Tzadik in typical Reb Tzadik style. Why? Because Rachel was beautiful from the beginning. She was beautiful and happy. And that's not the way life is. Life isn't beautiful and happy. I'm going to marry Yaakov and we're going to live happily ever after. So Reb Tzadik in his style writes, Hatzlacha comes from the one that cries. The one that cries and has tzaris and weeps about wanting to marry Yaakov and I'm going to marry Esav. So when you look at them in this world, Rachel is Yifei Tayar, and she has everything going for her, and Leah's got all the tzaras. But that's where the Hatzlacha comes from. That's from Tzadik's theme in all the Svarim. The Hatzlacha comes from the Leah's, from what has to come from Leah. And he adds, and when did Rachel finally have children? When she started crying. Right? But you kind of Rachel the Leah. So when she finally started crying, okay, so she had a measure of Hatzlacha also. Okay, so that's the idea of Rachel and Leah. What's the idea of the Nevuah? There are some contradictions in Chazal regarding Mashiach's coming, and we really don't know much about Mashiach's coming. We know that, on the one hand, he'll come in Nisan or in Tishrei, on the other hand, the Chakalai B'chayim Shiavai. We know there'll be tzaris when he comes. Rava said, Yaisi v'lo yachmine. He said, let Mashiach come. I don't want to see him. The tzaris will be so terrible. And yet we say every time we daven for Mashiach, Bagolov is ma'akariv. We daven for him to come quickly. So the Turi Yevin says, the Turi Yevin says that there are two comings of Mashiach. There's Be'ita and there's Achishenu. Be'ita, it has to come with all the tzaras. It has to come. Be'ita is Nisan, Tishrei. One man Yama says Nisan, one says Tishrei. Yasidim Ligoel. That's the coming of Be'ita. Yaisi v'lo yachmine. It's going to be a very difficult time. But if there'll be an Achishana of Klal Yisrael deserve earlier, then it was not going to come with all the tzaras. He deserved it earlier. Bagolov is ma'akariv. We're davening for Mashiach coming at an earlier time. And that will avoid the tzaras of Ikvas of the Mashiach. At least a lot of the tzaras of Ikvas of the Mashiach. So now we come back to Yecheskel. And to whatever degree we understand it, the stick is the leadership of Klal Yisrael. And Yecheskel has a nevuah about the coming together of Yehuda and Yosef into one. And instead of there being a stick of Yosef and followed by a stick of Yehuda, he has a nevuah of them coming together as one. V'le'yichotzu oid, g'shtei mamlach esayid. Pasach ha'gimel, v'le'yitamu oid b'giluleyem u'b'shikutseyem u'b'chal pisheyem. And there'll be a time of purity by Klal Yisrael. They get rid of the Avodah Zarah. V'shati Yosef b'kol Moshveseyem, ashachatu b'hem. V'tiharti Yosef v'yoli la'am, v'ani eyeh lehem le'elokim. V'avdi David melech aleihem, v'roya echad yelekulam, v'mishpat eyelchu, k'aysay yishmu v'asu Yosef. The idea of one melech and one roya is to cut out the Eitz Yosef, the difficult period, the hard period of time. And it's a nevuah that talks about a straight trip to Avdi David Melech Aleinu. V'yashu ala aris ashati l'avdi liyakei v'yashu ba v'yseichem v'yashu ala ha'im ovneim ovnei v'neim at oilam v'david avi nasi lahem l'oilam. Okay, here we have a Rambam. The Rambam says rather strongly that when Mashiach comes, people continue to have children. People die. And the Rambam writes in his the fashion of a doctor, he says in Mashiach's times, people will live longer. But not because of a miracle, just because there'll be less stress. That's what he writes. There'll be less stress, so everyone will live longer. But there'll be a period of Yumaisa Mashiach. That's nothing to do with Olam Haba, which is something else. But there'll be a period of Yumaisa Mashiach in this world. And the Navi says Beferish, V'yashu ala aris ashati l'avdi liyakev v'yashu ba v'yseichem V'yashu ala ha'imu b'neimu v'neim ad oilam. It doesn't mean the grandchildren they already have. It means that they'll have children and grandchildren. And they'll be here ad oilam means as long as the world is around. V'david avdi nasi lahem la'oilam. The question is what the purpose of such a period is. This is already something that we, I don't know anywhere in the Rishayim that talk about it, but the Achrayim do. Again, the Rambam says there'll be such a period of time. There's no Yetzirah, there's no Shibud Malchus, and Klal Yisrael will live Alad Maisam. And the question really is, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of being in this world without Nisyanis? And as I said, I don't know Rishayim would talk about it, so the Achrayim have various interpretations of the period of that, the purpose of that period. And although we always say Ayin Leirasa, we really don't know much about this time. But let me share with you two of the approaches. One is Rav Schwab writes a very, I don't remember which parasha, but Rav Schwab writes a beautiful idea. I'm guessing it's a Parshas Vayera that he writes. He writes about Malachim. What it means, malachim yechafezun, angels are judged. And even what it means that the malach there, by light, he spoke improperly. What does it mean a malach is judged? A malach is an aymed. A malach doesn't have any progress. So Rav Schwab writes about the idea that the Yetzirah is something that tries to get a person to do things that are wrong. It's a type, tries to get people to do things that are good. If there's no Yetzirah, there's still nisyanis. Even when there's no Yetzirah, it's a question of how much a person will grow, how much a person will accomplish. Even malachim, who don't have a Yetzirah, can have that amount of ability to do Ratzon Hashem in a grander way, in a way that that talks about it more respectfully and less respectfully. And he says the purpose of Yemaisa Mashiach is the nisyanis will be how much a person will grow, how much a person will achieve. Now, what exactly will pull a person down, I don't know. It's a very difficult thing to explain. But that's what he says. Now, I grew up in the 12th Avenue, Rav Ushbal, the Lubavitcher Shul on 43rd Street. Tremendous Talmid Chacham, and a wonderful person. He has a sefer primarily on Hilchos Aveilos. It's a Kitzur sefer on Hilchos Aveilos in the days when people didn't write Kitzur Sfarim. And in that sefer, he writes that period of time he doesn't take Rav Schwab's approach. He says, what's the purpose of Yemaisa Mashiach? He says, Lamaisa, Torah is metahir. Torah makes a person a better person. To the degree that a person in this world wanted and was dragged down by things around him, by things that happened to him, by tzaras that he had, to the degree that a person was dragged down, he'll have the ability then, with his old Yitzaynais, to be able to accomplish that. That's how he explains that period. But in one way or the other, that's this period of time that he's describing. No avay desire or anything, and still having children and grandchildren, which is the Shita Sarambam. How the others explain, I don't know. There are those who disagree with the Rambam on this.